What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is Terrio Media.
Ladies and gentlemen of real estate, get ready for a heart-pounding, adrenaline-pumping episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, where we're about to drop some knowledge bombs that'll leave you on the edge of your seats. In this week's episode, we've got an incredible title segment that's been causing a commotion in the real estate world. It's the burning question that's been on the minds of aspiring investors everywhere: how I would close my first real estate deal if I had a 9-to-5. That's right. We're diving deep into the world of real estate investing for the 9-to-5 warriors who dream of financial freedom. Whether you've got a bulging wallet or are pinching pennies, our expertise has a foolproof step-by-step game plan that's about to be unveiled. You can kiss the rat race goodbye because this episode is your golden ticket to real estate success. But that's not all. In the second portion of the epic show, we're revealing 5 decisions Matt regrets making when he got started in real estate in his 30s. It is the ultimate roadmap to avoid the pitfalls and blunders that can derail your real estate dreams. We share a tale of triumphs and tribulations that will teach you how to be the cheat code to your own real estate game. From rookie errors to major fools, it's all on the table, and we are serving it up hot and fresh. So grab your headphones, get comfortable, and brace yourselves for a real estate showdown like no other. This episode is going to leave you with the knowledge, the strategies, and the motivation to conquer the real estate space.
Hey, strap in. It's time for the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. We'll be your guides as we navigate the housing market, the landscape of creative financing strategies, and everything you need to swap that office chair for a beach chair. If you're looking for some one-on-one help, meet us at reiace.com.
Let's go.
Hey there, hustlers. If you're stuck in that 9-to-5 grind looking to make your escape, but struggling to get that first deal done in your spare time, I want you to forget everything you've learned up to this point. I'm going to dive into the nitty-gritty of how to close that first deal when your time is really limited. And I'm going to give you 3 different simple plans for whether you are a baller on a budget or if you're broke. I got something for everybody today. You ready? Let's go. So I've got a plan that'll fit in with your day job, whether you're a baller on a budget or flat broke. And I'll break it down step by step how I would do it. And I'm even going to share with you the one simple action that takes a maximum of 90 minutes per month that finds me deals, partners, buyers, and lenders all at the same time. First, here's what all 3 of these plans have in common. 1, commitment. So don't dip your toes. Dive in like your happiness and your legacy depend on it, because they kind of do. 2, training. While rookies complain, you train. Beginners, you can make it too, but you'll need more reps. Train now so you can work less later. And 3, belief. You got to believe in real estate and believe in yourself, because real estate, it's produced more wealth than anything else. That's easy to believe. We're surrounded by evidence that that's so. And follow the actions consistently with persistence and you'll succeed. I believe that. I've got plenty of evidence for that too. Here, a quick story. I shared these same exact steps just a couple weeks ago with Sam, a newbie. 14 days later, he's under contract with 0% financing, signed, sealed, delivered. You can see our correspondence right here, under contract. And there's the 0% financing part. Okay, plan 1. This is what I would do if I was balling, meaning my 9-to-5 has taken up a lot of my time, but I've got enough money, I can buy that time. So 1, even though I could easily use my cash for fancy tech and automated marketing, I'd outsource this part for speed and consistency, because time is money. And building sales funnels, it doesn't pay as well as closing deals do. Here, check this out. 70% of my top clients swear by closers.club for their marketing. And here's why I haven't strayed, because they handle it all. Lead generation, screening, and they cherry pick the motivated sellers just for you. Josh, the brains behind closers.club, he tracks his stuff meticulously. And 21% of those leads seal the deal within 90 days. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, no. To make those numbers work for me, I've got to train my skills. I've got to stay sharp. So the second that I hang up the phone after hiring closers.club, I dive straight into seller savvy training. Yep, it's the part nobody's crazy about, myself included. But guess what? It's the game changer between 10 conversations per deal and 100. After 17 years in the business with thousands of deals under my belt, I've created a bulletproof script, or a framework really, for sifting through prospects like a pro. And even if you're a rookie, this script positions you as an expert in under 10 minutes. And if you're feeling a little bit curious about that, I uploaded it for you at epicleadmachine.com. 30 minutes in the morning before my 9-to-5 and 30 minutes in the evening. And don't underestimate this. It's the secret sauce. Nobody talks about it because they don't want to scare you off from buying their programs because it sounds like work and nobody likes work. But real estate, it's a people business. I've got to train my people skills and keep them sharp. And I can do that on my own time for free via role playing, or I can train on my live leads that I paid for. I prefer free, but either way, you got to get in the reps. Step 3, I got to respond to my leads as fast as I possibly can. 78% of deals go to the first responder. After 30 minutes, my chances of even contacting the lead decreases by 100 times. They've got people for that. VAsForRealEstate.com, that's my go-to. And these virtual wizards, they'll swoop in, they'll make the calls, they'll sort the gold from the gravel, and they'll even set up appointments for me. Step 4, follow up. Did you know that a mere 2% of deals pop on the first call, but 81% of deals do after you've hit them up 5 times? If your job doesn't give you the flexibility to follow up like that, you'll have to do it at lunch, in the evenings, or on the weekends. Or you just have your trusty virtual assistant. They can handle that too. And if the thought of 5 touches makes you kind of sigh, well, here's a nugget of wisdom. Most people drop the ball on follow-up. In fact, a staggering 92% of real estate peeps let yes slip right through their fingers. Thus, the fortune is in the follow-up. That practice alone, it eliminates virtually all the competition in any market. Step 5, the number of deals I do will be in direct proportion to the number of offers I write. I would never let a lead die without presenting them an offer in writing. Even if they gave me a flat out no to my offer verbally, you gotta write offers. Step 6, now let's talk end game. If I'm keeping the property for rental income, hey, it's smooth sailing from here. Just kickstart that escrow process and coast right to closing. But if flipping's the end game, here's how this goes. I go find a buyer, and that's easy to do, especially if I've snagged a sweet deal. I get it out in Facebook groups, Craigslist, LinkedIn groups, Connected Investor, and BiggerPockets. If I'm still twiddling my thumbs after a few days, that's no biggie. I'll just dive right into epicprivy.com and bam, I've got a radar for active flippers in any corner of the country. And I can do all of this after my 9-to-5 grind and on the weekends too. Well, if you're a baller, that's how I would do it. Now let's move on to plan number 2, how I would find the deal if I didn't have big financial resources and was on a budget. For plan number 2, step 1, market. Always be marketing. You were in the marketing business. I'd fire off laser targeted direct mail to distressed property owners, like absentee owners of vacant houses showing foreclosure signs or tax issues. I'm talking personalized handwritten letters, courtesy of the rock stars at Ballpoint Marketing or thanks.io. Oh, and I spilled the beans on this in a tutorial right here. Check it out. I'm rocking a jaw-dropping 10% response rate doing this right now. But that's not all. Time to unleash the bird dogs. Thanks to EpicBlackBook.com's Property Finder platform and EpicDealMachine.com's Bird Dog Marketing Magic, I've got a squad of deal hunters. Just toss up a few job ads, and I've got an army ready to bring me deals to my doorstep. And then I'd run national Facebook ads looking for motivated sellers, because I know if I do that nationally, meaning not specific to any market, I can generate $5 to $10 leads where I'd focus on flipping those virtually. Now, step 2, I'd train, just like I would in the Ballers plan. That wouldn't change. And step 3, I'd hire someone to receive my incoming calls, but someone US-based and who could screen the incoming leads and set appointments for me, someone with sales skills, like ScreenMyLeads.com. And step four, follow up with every lead just like the Ballers plan. That wouldn't change either. You can steal the exact templates that I'm using for follow-up at mailmix.io. And step five, write offers, just like the Ballers plan too. It's all the same with the exception of generating the lead and how you contact them. Now I get that I'm moving fast and some steps are briefly mentioned, and it might not be clear how they fit into my overall strategy. So if you want more context or examples to clarify, text me at 725-500-5994 and let your questions fly. Now, plan number three. How would I find the deal if I was broke? Well, everything would be the same with the exception for how I find my deals. This is an easy one for me because it's how I did get started and it's how I would still do it today. Fortunately, this is a people business and talking to people is free. And here's where the real hustle kicks in. But it would be even easier today because of how the internet makes it so easy to get in touch with people. So step one, get your hustle on, online and off. First thing I'd do, I'd swing by the county recorder's office. I'd snag that list of notices of default and I'd hit those doors on the weekend. Yeah, I'd knock on those doors because money or no money, this is your express lane to locking down that first deal. Second thing I'd do is I'd go to Craigslist. And here's the game plan for that. One, post 20 ads daily. I've scored many deals this way and so have many of my clients very recently and it's free. Two, connect with house seekers. So I dive into the houses wanted section. I'd call up these people, I'd figure out what they're hunting for, and then I'd head over to the houses for sale section to find a match. It's work, for sure. But if you're broke, work is your only option, for now. And then number three, as a bonus Craigslist move, I'd approach sellers with houses for sale and ask if I could represent their property as my own and ask if there would be room for a referral fee for me if I found them a buyer. For those that say yes, and they all say yes, I'd market it far and wide online. This sparks inquiries from buyers, lenders, contractors, realtors, and more. You can build an amazing power team and put a lot of deals together this way. Then the next thing I do is, and it's that one simple action that takes max 90 minutes per month. This is a game changer that connects me with deals, partners, buyers, and lenders all at the same time, more than I can handle. It's the insider tip that I recommend to everyone, no matter their financial situation. You take one property, your favorite property from your Craigslist efforts, and you showcase it at networking events. Your local RIA club, that's the perfect place to begin. During the haves and wants section, just grab the mic and share your deal. Now, you'll certainly sell a house every now and then, but even better, you'll create a reputation for yourself inside the group as the person who always has the deal. That type of reputation, it attracts deals, partners, buyers, and lenders. It attracts money. After just my second RIA meeting more than 16 years ago, Sandra came up to me and asked to be a part of my next deal. She's been lending me money ever since. And I've got a ton of those relationships from doing just this. If you found this helpful, don't keep it a secret. Share it with your fellow 9-to-5 warriors who are hungry for financial freedom too. And together, we'll rewrite the story of our lives. Until next time, keep hustling, keep grinding, and keep those real estate dreams alive.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Matt Terrio, investor, tell us where the deals are.
Welcome to a truly exceptional investment opportunity in Kansas City, Missouri.
And tell us what the numbers are.
Nestled in a prime location, this remarkable property is tailor-made for savvy professionals who crave convenience, quality of life, and the promise of substantial returns. This 1,050-square-foot abode is the epitome of practicality and aesthetics. With two spacious bedrooms and one well-appointed bathroom, this home offers a comfortable living space that your future tenants will cherish. The interiors seamlessly marry functionality with aesthetics, and the neutral paint palette throughout provides a versatile canvas for personalization. The elegant flooring adds a touch of sophistication to every room. It's a home designed for comfort with an eye for style. But what truly sets this property apart is its exceptional promise of a substantial return on investment, ROI. This property is an opportunity for you to invest without the hassle. We've taken care of the hard work for you. This property is meticulously marketed to help you achieve your financial goals effortlessly. This is more than just an investment. It's an opportunity to secure your financial future with ease. For busy professionals looking to invest in real estate without the time or inclination for the heavy lifting, this property is the answer you've been waiting for. It's a chance to reap the rewards of real estate without the hands-on effort. Convenience is key, and this property has it in spades. It's strategically positioned near Aldi and adjacent to corner and convenience stores, ensuring effortless access to daily necessities, plus the proximity to the community center and seamless connections to major roads enhance the lifestyle quotient. You're investing in an area that's not only vibrant with specialty shops and restaurants, but also family-friendly with esteemed educational institutions like Central High School and ML King Elementary School. For more information on this property and others just like it, grab a free investor package from cashflowsavvy.com. Your future as a successful real estate investor starts here. Don't miss out on this exceptional opportunity.
Hope is not a financial strategy. Let's get back to work.
Hey, if you are gearing up to escape that 9-to-5 grind for the promised land of real estate investing, stop. Before you do one more thing, listen to these 5 decisions I regret making when I got started in my 30s. Number 1, ever get some bad advice you wish you hadn't followed? Well, I have, and it nearly derailed my journey before it ever started. I regret taking advice from the wrong people. You know, in hindsight, it's crystal clear. I shouldn't have given that advice the time of day. I mean, you wouldn't take pilot lessons from someone who's never stepped foot in a cockpit, would you? Of course not. So why did I? God only knows. Today, though, I've wised up. I only heed advice from those who've already conquered the very path that I'm pursuing. But that's not the only regret I had. Number 2, if someone offered you a genuine cheat code for real estate, would you take it? Of course you would. Most people would. But they insist traveling the road on their own anyway. I did, and there's nothing terribly wrong with that, but I do regret going it alone for so long. I mean, if I had a time machine, I'd go back and slap some sense into my younger self and insist that I seek out a mentor. It's not what you know, or what you know you don't know that's gonna hold you back so much. Find someone who's been there, done that, because it's there where you'll discover what you don't know that you don't know. That's where the big difference is made. I'd work for free under a real estate expert as long as I could if I could go back. I'd hire one if I had to. I'd do whatever was necessary to get the right help to go faster. Working with someone who's successfully traveled the road that you're traveling, that is like having a cheat code to success. If you're looking for that type of cheat code so you can go faster, text me at 725-500-5994 and then we'll check to see if there's a fit. Number 3, have you ever heard the saying, your network is your net worth? Well, I regret ignoring networking, that golden rule of business. You know, building relationships, embracing masterminds, and nurturing those connections are crucial. I mean, if I could go back and do it all again, I'd network like my financial future depended on it, because it does. Number 4, remember when people thought the internet was a fad? Yeah, they did, and that was me. Don't be a young me. I rejected innovation. The world is evolving faster than it ever has, and you can't afford to. I've learned that expensive lesson. So I now embrace the digital era when it comes to marketing and currency and leveraging artificial intelligence. And I'm open to whatever else is coming around the corner. Just be open. Number 5, if you could turn back time and change one thing about your finances, what would it be? Besides buying more stock on Amazon, I regret paying myself last. You know, if I were to go back only 10 years, let alone 20, and I paid myself first, like I do now, before anyone or anything else, I can imagine I'd have the option to retire at least 10 years earlier. As Mark Twain famously said, learn from other people's mistakes, for you won't be here long enough to make them all on your own. You now know my mistakes, my regrets. Do with them what you wish. And that wraps up the epic show. If you found this episode valuable, who else do you know that might too? There's a really good chance you know someone else who would. And when their name comes to mind, please share it with them and ask them to click the subscribe button when they get here and I'll take great care of them. God loves you and so do I. Health, peace, blessings, and success to you. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.